Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, could diet be responsible for helping your child with ADHD? You know, you've heard a lot in the media about additives and colors and dyes, and you're just not sure if any of them are involved or if they could help in some way. My guest is Dr. Andrew Addisman. He is the chief of developmental and behavioral pediatrics at the Stephen Alexander Cone Children's Medical Center in New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Addisman. So where diet is concerned, what are some of the complementary treatments going on for children with ADD and ADHD that could help or not harm and possibly help, you know, and parents should know about?
Well, there are a lot of different dietary approaches, and, you know, different people or different experts may sort of give you different advice as to the value of these different approaches. Ever so briefly, there are some interventions that may have some modest benefit for kids with kids in general or kids with ADHD. So, for example, supplementing, giving a child, more omega fatty acids or fish oil, for example, fish oil supplements may be helpful. There's a growing literature suggesting that although it's not a quick fix or a major fix, but that increasing the omega-3 fatty acid intake for children may improve attention and behavior. Those benefits may not take place for months. It may take, 2 or 3 months before you see benefit, but there seems to be modest benefit. Another approach that has some weak evidence, but nonetheless credible evidence to suggest it, is food coloring. Many kids may not be affected by food coloring, but when you look at some research looking at the impact of food coloring on children's behavior, there may be some very, very modest benefits. We don't generally recommend major dietary changes, and certainly the American Academy of Pediatrics does not view dietary treatments as effective treatments for ADHD. And although we don't likewise consider it a cause, there may be some modest things, or certainly there's evidence suggesting some modest benefits from things like fish oil or removing food coloring. Other kinds of interventions, which I think are sort of a little bit more tenuous and a little bit more difficult to justify, but parents will nonetheless try, is either using some vitamins and supplements, whether it be things like zinc or magnesium. Parents may try taking gluten out of the diet. They may try dairy-free diets. They may try reducing sugar, and none of these diets have any mainstream credibility for the general population. I think that, the younger the child, the more tempting and perhaps easier it is to think about a dietary intervention, but you have to bear in mind that the benefits tend to be very small, if at all, and in general, dietary sources are not seen, or foods are not seen as being really the cause for ADHD.
What about, so we'll get to the causes, too, in a minute, where diet's concerned, but you've mentioned fish oil. And so, fish oil is seeming to come for a lot of cognitive, they're talking about it in men with dementia and Parkinson's and all kinds of things. What about vitamins, the B vitamins specifically? Are there any, is there any information or studies about vitamins and even mega vitamins for children? Parents tend to be hesitant to give their children too many vitamins, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think in general, there's no place for megavitamins, and there's even sort of a lot of controversy about the appropriateness or the need for even a regular multivitamin. Bottom line is, if a child is eating a well-balanced, healthy diet, probably no need whatsoever for a vitamin. If a child is an especially picky or poor eater, then in discussion with the child's pediatrician, a routine multivitamin might be helpful. I think the concerns with vitamins are, in some cases, we have, some vitamins build up in the body, and with excess doses, that can cause problems. Vitamin B is not one of the vitamins that builds up in the body, but I'm not aware of any research to suggest that vitamin B supplements are a way to treat ADHD or hyperactivity.
What about elimination diets, Dr. Addisman, where, they're looking for something and then they start taking away things? You've mentioned food dyes, but artificial additives, preservatives. You know, I myself don't like my children to have any sugar-free products at all, or anything with saccharin or aspartame or, you know, phenylketonurics or any of those things. But for children with hyperactivity disorder, could some of these things be contributing? And what do you think about trying to eliminate them and keeping a journal about it?
Well, many parents will sort of think about, you know, dietary interventions, and as you refer to them as sort of elimination diets, taking things out of the diet. There's not very good evidence to suggest that elimination diets are helpful. The Feingold diet is probably one of the better known elimination diets, taking food colorings and salicylates, natural salicylates out of foods. The Feingold diet doesn't have mainstream credibility, but nonetheless, you know, some families will try it. There's another diet referred to as the few foods diet, where you sort of take a progressive approach in terms of taking a lot of different foods out of the diet, see if there's benefit, and if there's benefit, then slowly introduce other foods back into the diet. The American Academy of Pediatrics, as I said, is not really comfortable recommending any of these dietary treatments. I think some dietary manipulations are easier than others. Certainly, they can be potentially stigmatizing to the child, and they can pose a stress for the household. In terms of things like sugar versus sweeteners, you know, there it seems like you're damned if you do or damned if you don't. Some people are concerned that sugar is causing hyperactivity. Again, a lot of studies say no. And then, as you mentioned, you know, there's these sort of, you know, indolent concerns about artificial sweeteners causing problems, although I'm not aware of any studies to suggest that aspartame or any of the other artificial sweeteners cause problems with ADHD.
And what about probiotics, Dr. Addisman? Is there any theories about, you know, good bacteria, overuse of antibiotics, taking probiotics to help just strengthen the immune system? Anything there?
Well, the immune system per se is in most mainstream circles not thought to be part of the cause of ADHD, although, as I said, there may be some fringe theories out there. Probiotics as a field is an area where I think, you know, mainstream medicine is just now coming to appreciate what seems like a fairly profound influence of our body's, you know, flora, so to speak, the bacteria that grow within our cells and that are help contribute to our good health, not to bad health. So I think that, you know, the concept of our biome or what bacteria we have growing in our body that seems to have growing importance that has up until now not been appreciated as it relates to many different conditions. That said, unfortunately, I'm not aware of any studies suggesting that a probiotic approach is going to make a difference for ADHD.
In the last minute, please, Dr. Addisman, wrap up for us diet and ADHD and what you would suggest if a parent came to you and said, what can I try for my child's diet that you think might possibly help?
Well, first and foremost, I think families need to educate themselves and consider, what are considered sort of the best evidence or best evidence-based treatments, which would be for ADHD, behavioral interventions, educational accommodations, and medication. That said, if families want to explore diet, then the things that make the most sense to me, and again, this is a little bit at odds with the American Academy of Pediatrics, but would be, you know, considering taking out food colorings if they have concerns in that area, although the effects or benefits are likely very, very modest and somewhat controversial. And then the other, I think, most singularly would be fish oil. Families perhaps pursuing a omega-3 supplement with 500 milligrams or more of EPA. EPA is one of the omega-3 fatty acids. Other things such as gluten-free diets, lactose-free diets, megavitamins, I don't generally recommend those, not because they're necessarily harmful, just because I think that there's really so little evidence to suggest that there's any benefit.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio M. If you missed any of our great information, listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.